At the track, the Hot Pass Racing Network puts you at the track with ARCA and all the major NASCAR series. From Daytona to the final checkered flag, the Hot Pass Racing Network is your inside pass.
All right, it's Monday night, and I welcome you back to the Rowdy Maglite Show. And we're all back here, and helping me tonight is my Chi-Town duo, Jackman Jeff and Chi-Town Mark. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks, Rowdy. Yeah, it was a little windshield time this week, and I'm getting too old for this, I think. Or maybe it was just this weekend, and I just needed a little more rest. But, hey, we got her done. The race was really good. We had a lot of fun doing it. And I can't wait to get back to Pensacola in December, tell you the truth.
How you doing, Rowdy? Yeah, like Mark said, we made it back. It was a good race. A lot of windshield time. Good to be back on the show tonight.
All right, guys. Hey, the way we're going to roll tonight at 7:15 Eastern time, we're supposed to have Michael Self calling in, the winner of the Pensacola 200 ARCA Menard Series. Hey, and then we got Corey Hum calling in from he finished fifth. He's in the top five at this race this weekend, listen, guys, that was a great race, wasn't it?
I think we had quite a few drivers that impressed us this weekend, Rowdy, and unlike Daytona, where you need to have that little extra for that super speedway effort, so to speak, a team that's maybe not quite as well-funded come in and be very competitive, and we saw that with a lot of different drivers. And like last year, when we showed up at the short track, we weren't sure who was who, and it took us a couple races to get through that and figure out who everybody was. But we saw some really exciting young drivers this weekend. About half a dozen I can think of off the top of my head that people better keep an eye out for. What do you think, guys?
Well, Mark, I want to tell you, the field, it was hard to pick a winner before that race, guys. It really was hard to pick a winner because everybody looked so strong. Hey, look, Chad Bryant racing, and Joe and Corey in those two cars. A lot of hot rods there this weekend.
A lot of pretty race cars, Rowdy. A lot of potent race cars on top of that. No, there was no clear-cut winner. And I think until the end of the race, when Michael Self was able to assert himself and had the right combination of the tires and laps to go, that he was able to pull away and get that victory. But it was a well-strategized race. And still, a couple of cars that maybe fell out early could have made all the difference in the world to how that finish went.
Well, I want to tell you, they did an awesome job. Track Enterprise done an awesome job.
Chandler Smith, Ty Gibbs put on a nice show. Corey Heim, Connor Korzek, Rafael Lassard opened their eyes a little bit, I think, this past weekend. As did Caden Honeycutt. Nothing on the side panels of that car but the number and the stickers required by ARCA, and he went out and ran good all weekend, and we noticed, didn't we, guys?
I tell you, he really did, Mark. Kid was pretty impressive.
So I think overall, even though the car comp may not have been the largest in short track fields, but what was there was really, really quality equipment. Even some of those that came and had their first experience, like Mr. Tim Richmond, who had a really nice run in a team that finished 14th for these a few laps down, kept his nose out of trouble for the most part, had a little bump with the wall, but you know what? For a rookie, first time in an ARCA car, I applaud him.
Hey, I guarantee you, Tim did an absolutely wonderful job, guys. You know, they had a few things to come in and do in the pits, and come in there, and they done them, and he went back out, finished 14th. Hey, I was really impressed with the kid.
I was too. Peterson Motorsports gave him a pretty little hot. They gave him a hot rod that wasn't going to blow up on him. It was going to finish the race if he didn't abuse the car. The car was not abused. He finished the race, and that's what counts. You don't get any experience if you don't get any lap time. So he got the lap time he needed, and I think a few eyes were opened on the Peterson Motorsports team and some of his backing. How good that Tim Richmond might be able to be, Rowdy.
And I think it made Wayne Peterson about 25 years younger. He was doing so good. He made him so happy.
I'm telling you what, we watched Wayne climb up on the pit box to get a better view of the track, Jeff, and I scared all night he was going to fall down, but thank goodness Wayne didn't. He kept a good eye on the team, and it's just an absolute pleasure and honor to be able to be associated with a team that allows us the inner workings of them like the Peterson Motorsports team does. And we really enjoy the camaraderie with all the gang, Turtle, Tiny, Wayne, John, Mike. We can go on and on and on. And it's just a great group.
I always enjoy being around them, guys. Running our leaderboard. Yeah.
pure and simple. They're just hardcore old school racers. That's why we love them.
Right. Yeah, Mark, you're exactly right. It's still old school. Some old school left.
It was he has a group from University of Northwest Ohio, UNO, a group of youngsters, young men, you could say, because they're not really kids, working for him and so eager to learn. I think it's best group he's had. I think it's one of the reasons they're running so well is they have such an eager, good group of guys working on the car now, Rowdy.
Yeah, exactly, Mark, and some live pit stops this weekend, and you know how exciting that's got to be when your first time fitting a car live, especially as close up as it was, guys. There wasn't no room down in pit row.
Those tight quarters, Rowdy.
Yeah, there wasn't no room. Short stops.
I guess us being used to being down there before for previous races that were the count's a little larger, it wasn't so bad. But, you know, yeah, it's still a tight pit road at Five Flags Speedway. And that's just the size of the track. It's not a huge racetrack. It's only a half a mile, and you only have so many spots for pitting, Rowdy.
Exactly right, Mark.
What's the 38 cars I think they can accommodate on pit road now. And that's really pushing it.
Well, you can see that. You can really see that.
Those pit boxes are small there, too. I was kind of looking at them. They're small compared to some other tracks.
They are, but it's tight at Salem, too. And it's tight at Nashville. You know, it's just the size of the tracks, and you only have so much room to work with.
Well, everybody managed. It turned out to be, look, that was a great crowd there, guys. I don't tell you, that was pretty impressive, a crowd there.
False.
Yeah, that was
you would hope so.
I agree, Rowdy. I was afraid about the crowd. I was worried. I know the car count was down a little bit. I was afraid the crowd might not be there, but the crowd really showed up. So I'm glad that they did come out because that makes it even, you know, make it worthwhile to come back next year again with a bigger crowd.
I think, Jeff and Rowdy, that the local races that were run late afternoon although the seats were not filled like they were for the 200-lap ARCA race, there were quite a few people in the stands seeing their locals go at it for the first time this year. And as the night progressed and as the start time of the ARCA 200 became closer and closer, those fans really did fill up the stands quickly.
Yeah. They was out in the parking lot, and they was at the autograph session. They was at the autograph session because they shot some shots of that, and it was absolutely covered.
Well, we were having our little meal prior to the races in the infield when the autograph session was about to start, and we were all over there afterwards to see the goings-on and the comings and goings of the fans. That's, I think, one of the best things that be it ARCA or any other sanctioning body can do, Rowdy, is have those access, those greet and meets on the track like that by the cars. Those little kids, their eyes are bulging out of their head. They're, you know, this is a race car. I'm touching a real race car. I'm meeting a real race driver. I mean, we gotta get these young fans interested, and that's a big part of it. That and the fact, our motto this year, bring someone new to the races, please.
Well, just bring someone to the race. Someone back to the race, yeah. Someone new would be great, but just bring someone back. Hey, and Dr. Cornyall, he had two rookies there and some up in Pensacola.
Yeah, we didn't get enough time to visit with Dr. Cormier and the Motorsports Safety Group. Dr. Jason's an amazing fellow, and he is a race fan. He's a racer. He knows what it's about, and that's what makes him such a great guy to work with and talk with and be associated with. And yeah, like you said, Rowdy, he brought newbies with him, and that's what counts. We've got to bring more people to the races, and the more people I think that are exposed, the better. It's like anything else.
Exactly, Mark. It looks like that they can build off of what they got there, guys. You know, hey, I got there a little early, and it was fun to be able to go to Fat Tuesday and hang out with Turtle and Turtles camping out. We got to experience the bonfire, seeing Rusty and David, everybody, Gerald, all the you know, there's a group of guys over there where Turtle had the turtle shell.
Well, it was a great, great evening Friday night, even though there was no racing going on. Everybody was telling bench racing was thick, and we needed our boots to walk around. It was getting so deep. But we had a really good time. I skipped out a little earlier than you fellows did. Got a little sleep, but yeah, you and Jeff tooted the horn for the Rowdy Maglite show, and it was good to see Rusty, and it was good to everybody. Everybody. It was good to see the Uno guys come out and relax and have a couple of adult beverages with the gang. Rusty took good care of them that night, didn't he?
Yep. Yeah, it was. Hey, we had a great time. The weather was perfect,
It's that ARCA family we talk about, Rowdy.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what makes it so much fun to go to the races. And with the Peterson Motorsports crew, you never know who's going to show up to help them out.
No, you don't. Nope.
And if you want to get involved with the race team and you want to come help a race team on race day, contact Peterson Motorsports because they can use all the help they can get. They'd love to have an extra hand on there to help them out getting their car ready. Be it a big track or a short track. Any team, you know, for that matter, if you know a team that could use a hand, help them out any way you can.
Hey, all right. Hey, guys, I'll bring our winner in this weekend of the Pensacola 200 ARCA Menards Series at Five Flag Speedway, driver for Venturini Motorsports, Michael Self. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, Rowdy, how we doing?
And doing great, Michael. You know, had to have been a special night for you to win that race and it not been there. This the atmosphere at all. Michael, take us back through the race to Winner's Circle.
It was a special night for a lot of different reasons. Any time that we go to Victory Lane with Sinclair Oil on the car has been a special occasion and a proud moment for all of us. But, you know, the whole day Saturday was actually pretty good. We were able to top the charts in practice earlier on Saturday with a good mock qualifying run and then just barely missed out on the pole to my teammate by two one-thousandths of a second, and then never fell outside the top four in the race. So I think big kudos go to everyone at Venturini Motorsports for that new car that they built, and a lot to my new crew chief, Shannon Rush, for giving me just an awesome piece to drive that night, for staying motivated and focused and making good, solid changes when we needed to, and, you know, just putting down a good day for all of us. I mean, I gotta say that was probably the smoothest short track race I've run in a long time. I mean, the car came home without any damage on it, which is that's a good sign for me. You know, I've had some trouble with that in the past at the short track. So that's a good sign, and we're ready to go on to the next one.
Michael, of course, you know, at the end of the race in Victory Lane, Big Bill was waiting on you. Tell us what it's like.
I tried to get away this time. I knew it was coming, and I saw him. He was like, he was parting the seas, coming through the crowd, and I tried to get away, and the car was right there, and everyone boxed me in. He said, you don't get away from it. So yeah, I think he had a little more facial hair this time than I remember. His whiskers were a little pointy.
Jeff.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Michael, how you doing? Congratulations on your win at Pensacola.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
How big of a win was it for you since what happened after the Daytona race?
It was a big win for a couple different reasons. Obviously, how we started the year at Daytona was not what we had in mind at all, and kind of put ourselves in a hole there, especially in the points with how we wrecked out early and the finish that ultimately came out of that. And to go to Five Flags, which wasn't a track that I had circled on my calendar by any means, and not a track that I don't know if I would have bet on myself just because of my history at short tracks. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal for me to come out and get my first short track win and to get a win on a track that's prestigious like Five Flags Speedway is. For the first time ARCA's been there in, you know, 20-some years, it was really cool. It was a really big deal for all of the things.
Well, a lot of people don't consider you a short track racer, but in some of the other series you've raced in, you have won on the short track. So why don't they consider you a short track racer?
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, and I frankly don't consider myself the best short track racer, even though I have had success. I mean, I was able to win in the Canaan West Series out on the real short tracks they run out there, and that's where I've got the majority of my experience. I think I just haven't been quite as big of a threat as maybe some guys. You know, I'm not consistently leading laps on the short tracks, not topping the practice charts or qualifying up front. I mean, it's always been something that's kind of been my Achilles heel. Now, with that being said, I've been consistent on the short tracks. You know, I finished fourth at Nashville last year. We were going to run second or third at Salem at the end of the year. Lucas Oil Raceway Park a few years ago, I ran second there, and I really don't even have that many short track starts in ARCA. And so hopefully that's kind of a perception that I can turn around, and now that I've got a little bit of motivation and a little bit more confidence after this weekend, especially confidence in our short track program over at Venturini Motorsports, that's something that I know I need to build on this year, because we've got 10 more short track races to mix in with those intermediate tracks that kind of are my cup of tea and are the tracks I really look forward to. So Hopefully I can turn that perception around and capitalize on it now going forward.
What was more of an important key for you to win the race, Was it the setup of the car or was it the tires?
Well, both. I mean, that race was one that we knew was going to be massive as far as mental pressure and tire conservation. And I don't think that I turned a lap that I would consider a 100% effort lap other than qualifying that entire day, really. I mean, from the start of the race, I can tell you guys, in the first 80 laps, when we had that 80-lap green flag run, I probably only got to 100% throttle maybe 10 times, and that was real early on just because it was just so abusive, just so abrasive on tires, and we were struggling with our right rear getting too loose and not having drive off the corners, and we just couldn't sacrifice that. And so I figured that out pretty early and felt like I was pretty mature about my tire conservation and how I kind of handled things there. And then when we did need some adjustments at the end of the race, Shannon nailed it, especially for that lap, that last 35-lap run. We knew we needed to be a little bit tighter and that there was a good chance the race was going to go green throughout the end. So Shannon made a really, really good call to tighten the car up and give us exactly what we needed. And that's when the setup came into play. And so it gave me the ability to drive the car really hard and aggressively to kind of extend that lead and run away with it a little bit there at the end.
Now, at the start of the race, Chandler went out and kind of got out to a lead. I think he kind of used up his equipment a little bit and used his tires up. Did that, seeing Chandler do that, did that let you know that you should kind of back off and run your race? Or what was the strategy there?
Yeah, I mean, my strategy was the same throughout the whole day. It was going to stay the same no matter where I qualified or where we started or how the start of the race went. I think everyone at Venturi Motorsports would tell you before that race, Chandler's going to go, he's going to jump out front, he's going to lead a bunch of laps right here. And that was our plan. I mean, me and Shannon just said, we'll let him do that. That sounds great to us because we just need to go run and set our own pace. And frankly, I actually envisioned falling back a little bit further early on in the race and letting a couple guys go that were maybe running a little bit harder. But yeah, he definitely just abused it a little too much. I think probably overestimated the setup and the capability of that tire a little bit too much and played into our favor. But I was really surprised with that 19 car. I mean, he was kind of able to charge through the field a little bit there and get out front. I thought that he was running way too hard for sure, but he really didn't. I mean, the kid did an awesome job of managing his stuff, and they had a really, really good car that night. I thought for sure he would be the one I'd be racing door-to-door with at the end there.
Now, was it more of a strategy race or was it more of a mental race?
I'd almost have to put those two in the same category because you had to be mentally strong to stick to our strategy, which was conserving tires. I mean, because you see these kids, you get out there and you know they're running faster laps than you and they're pulling away from you, but you got to police yourself and just go, I can't. I mean, we can't slide the right front tire or the right rear tire at all. We'll pay for that so bad at the end of this race. And that can be mentally exhausting. When you know you've got a good race car and you just want to go out there and you just want to go get them, but your strategy says, no, we can't do that. We got to stay in here, and we know for the longevity of this thing, we have to have some tire left underneath us.
You're a little bit older than a lot of the guys in the ARCA series. You're 28 years old. A lot of the guys are 18 years or younger. Do you think with you being a little bit older and more mature that a lot of these younger guys would go out and be more aggressive and kind of ran their cars and, ran their tires off?
I think so. I would like to think so. I also think the experience that I have running out west where we run on a lot of really abrasive tracks probably came into play, especially here at Five Flags. Just running a big, heavier car on that style of racetrack and that wore out type of asphalt a little bit more often definitely played into my advantage, but I think that almost any driver in the series would tell you that I'm known as one of the more aggressive drivers, and so this was kind of a nice situation for me to dispel that a little bit and show that I can be smart and I can be patient as well.
All right, Mike, I got one more question for you, and I'm going to turn you over to Mark. Where did you guys come up with the dinosaur that you guys keep on the holler? Was it Sinclair, or who came up with getting that dinosaur?
So Sinclair's had that dinosaur. They got that made 2 years ago when we did an event out in Idaho. And they've used it for a variety of their personal events that they've done. And it was actually my wife's idea. Dana had the idea of putting it up on the tailgate back in the off season. And, we were like, that actually sounds great. If we can do that, get people to take pictures of it and kind of do something unique that's just a little bit different and then maybe gets on TV cameras or shows up in some more pictures, that's exactly what we want. So, we want to do stuff a little bit out of the ordinary and out of the box and really get people thinking about Sinclair and seeing the brand. So I give her all the credit for that idea. But we have a lot of fun doing it. We're glad it's getting noticed.
Hey, Mike, you've got Mark. My turn to grill you over. I heard you a little earlier today. I had another interview, and you mentioned Raphael Lessard. Going into the race today, the competition, was there an unsure on who you were going to have to watch out for, or was the competitive nature of the field was going to be like?
Yeah, well, I knew the 15 and the 20 would be really fast. Chandler and Christian, they were fast when we tested. They've got the same car underneath them that I do. Knew they were both going to be threats. You kind of figure that with them no matter what. The 19 wasn't really on my radar. I just hadn't seen a whole lot of him throughout the day. And so when he came charging through like he did, I was frankly a little bit surprised. But they obviously figured something out and got it pretty good. I think that team over there, that KBR team, is going to be pretty solid all year. It seems like they've got some pretty good equipment. And they're really putting pieces in place with some good young drivers. And I know Jeff Stankiewicz is over there crew chief in that 19 car. And obviously Jeff being last year's champion crew chief has a great idea of what's going on and is going to be a huge help over there as well. So, I figured those guys would be good and figured they'll be good throughout the rest of the year. And then, Chad's always been good. Chad Bryant's been good on the short tracks and always plays kind of a aggressive tire strategy, so you kind of got to watch out for him. And a couple more of those guys, the one-off guys that were thrown in and out of there that may have surprised me a little bit. But overall, I thought it was still good, solid competition. I mean, Ty Gibbs ran really, really good for his first ARCA start. Showed a lot of maturity, and I thought did a great job as well. So, it kind of gives me something to look at throughout these next couple short track races and know who's got what and who we maybe need to have on our radar a little bit more.
Well, you seemed to have it at the end of the race when it counted yesterday. Ty made a nice run at you. Was there any concern he was going to catch you at the end there? Or do you feel you pretty much
not for me? No, I felt like I pretty much had everything where I wanted to. I mean, I was frankly more concerned about Christian. The last thing I wanted to hear over the radio was that the 15 was right behind me, because that's the champ, that's the points leader right now. That's the one that I want to hold off. And as soon as we got about 5 or 10 laps into that run, and we started to stretch that gap from 5 to 10 car lengths, I went back into a really conservative mode of, hey, we got to wait in case there's a late caution. I got to save some tire right here. So I kind of was just able to get out there and just manage and drive conservatively and continue running my pace like I've done all day.
Well, I heard also earlier today that, you've only been in a super late model a handful of times. If there's a drive, you're looking for a driver for the Derby coming this year, give Michael Self a call, because he knows how to win at Five Flags. It's not an easy thing to do. And congratulations. great win. Good in the points. Great win to bounce back from Daytona. And Michael, we'll see you at the next race, buddy.
Sounds good, Mark. I appreciate it.
Okay. Take her away, Rowdy.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Michael, let's talk a little bit about your sponsors there.
Well, you guys know them. It's the Sinclair Oil Dinosaur. It's done such a great job for us, and we're so proud to have them. And, like Jeff asked about that dinosaur on the tailgate, we're excited to do new things with them every single weekend, to have some new stuff on board, on and off the track, and to try and make a big splash for them where everyone sees the dinosaur and is a big fan of the dinosaur, both on and off the race car.
So, and that's kind of why you follow through social media also, right, Michael?
That's right. I tell people to just follow them. Don't worry about following me. Get Sinclair to follow because they do more giveaways and do more fun stuff than I do.
Michael, man, I appreciate you spending a little time with us tonight, and congratulations. We told you when you were on in January that we'd be talking to you on some Monday nights, and congratulations. And race number eight was number two on the circuit, and some good ones coming up. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, Michael. You too.
It's more than a slogan. Whether you're on the track or making your own track, General Tire anywhere is possible.
All right, guys. Hey, that was Michael Sale. Where are the Pensacola 200?
I guess in some ways you could say it's a prize winner, Rowdy, but Michael's just a good racer. Big track, small track. He just proved it. He knows how to drive a race car, a turbo race car, and get it to the end and win. Pensacola, my flag speedway is a tough little half mile. You don't realize it until you've been there and you've seen it. The surface, the area of racing, the tires are on with a 10-15 lap, and they're slip flying away for the rest of that time until the next pit stop. Lots of adjustments during the race, both in the car and out of the car.
Well, being in a Venturini car, Mark, you got to consider them. They can win anywhere, like I said, even I asked Mike about it, being a little bit older, more mature. I think some of these younger guys kind of ran out and ran their stuff and wore their tires off, and Michael was smart enough to say this.
Yeah, I agree, Jeff. Tire management was the key to winning on Saturday night. It's the key to winning any race at Five Flag Speedway. So, that maturity probably helped him a lot, and the fact that the tracks out west where he ran – that he mentioned, very similar to some of the tracks we attend up here in the upper Midwest, Jeff, where the weather takes a toll on the track so bad. Plus the fact that Five Flags hasn't been repaved since when? I can't remember the last time it was paved.
Everybody likes that abrasive look, feel.
It's conducive to such good racing, Rowdy. You have to be a racer. You have to know how to drive a race car in order to be competitive at Five Flag Speedway.
You have to be able to manage your car, that's all. It's your equipment.
It's one thing to go down and put down one or two laps in qualifying, but to win a 200 or a 300 lap event at Five Flags that's an accomplishment, especially in the bigger, heavier ARCA cars. It's a different animal than a super late model or a pro late model. The braking zones are a little different. The braking's a little different. The setup's different. It's just a different animal. Apples and oranges almost. But to adjust and do like Michael did, and Ty Gibbs. Let's give Ty Gibbs a little call out there. He made a nice run there at the end and had a good car underneath him, and he showed it.
He sure did, guys. I mean, go ahead, Jeff.
No, go ahead, buddy.
I think he really did an awesome job there. I mean, to finish second, young talent.
For being his first race in an ARCA car and kind of being an unknown to what he can do, he did drive a great race.
That was my first experience of seeing Ty run live. I've heard and read on the internet and the racing papers about his exploits in the short track world. He's won on short late model stock cars, and he's just making the progression up. And it seems like the young man has a good possibility of moving up and being a good driver after all we we saw on Saturday night, but let's see what happens when he goes to some other tracks and as the season progresses, how he, if he progresses with it.
Well, all right, guys, hey, we're gonna bring in our next guest, guys. He kind of had about some end of the race here, finishing fifth, and I'd like to welcome Corey Hahn to the Roddy Maglite Show. Welcome, Corey.
How you doing, guys?
Doing great, Corey. You know, you're in the Chad Bryant racing number 20. That would be pretty incredible to jump in there and be part of that this year at Five Flag Speedway.
Yeah, it was a pretty incredible experience. A lot of it was just kind of getting used to the scenery and just all the differences from late models coming up through there to ARCA. But, I mean, I had a lot of fun. I just kind of think those guys were giving me a really fast race car all weekend, and I'm just really looking forward to the next one.
Well, Corey, kind of walk us through your day there, what you kind of battled and overcome to finish fifth.
Well, we had to start off, we had a really, really good qualifying run. I was hoping for anywhere in the top eight, and we qualified fourth, so I was really happy with that. Car felt great in qualifying, and I didn't really know what to expect going into the race. I knew the pace was going to be a little bit slower than we were in practice just because that track is so abrasive on those general tires. So I expected the pace to be slow, but when we took the green flag, I mean, everyone was really, really conserving hard, so I kind of settled out in fourth to fifth, and a few guys were just really trying to get to the front, get that track position, so I let them kind of just do their own thing, and I was going to settle around and anywhere between like fifth to eighth sort of thing. And after we got those two tires about halfway, car tightened up a pretty good bit. We had to make a few adjustments to get the thing back going good, but struggled in the middle portion of the race and fell back to, I think, eighth or ninth, something like that. But then we got that final set of four, and the people who took four tires earlier in the race kind of fell back past us, and then we made a really good adjustment on that pit stop, and our pit crew actually got us three spots total throughout the stops of the day, so they did an amazing job getting us the track position that we needed, and it is not the easiest task to pass on that track, so the track position definitely helped throughout the race there. So I just did everything I could to keep the car under me and get as many spots as I could there near the end, and we came home fifth in a great car with a no bumps, no rubs on the car either. So I was really happy to come home fifth in that Chad Bryant Racing Ford Fusion.
Hey, Corey, this is Jeff. Congratulations on your fifth-place finish for the first time in an ARCA car. You've run some other series like the Super, the Car Series, the Super Late Model Series, the Fast Series. Coming from the Super Late Models into the ARCA cars, how much of a difference was it getting into those cars, into the ARCA car?
It was a huge difference, actually. Like, I mean, I ran that Five Flag Speedway about five or six times last year. So jumping into the ARCA car, I mean, that thing is way heavier and it's got a little bit more horsepower than that Super Late Model. So, I mean, it's just all about patience, I think, in the ARCA car, whereas in the Super, you can really just drive it as hard as you can and it'll somehow, some way stick. But with that ARCA car, you just have to back up your corners, be super patient, and not spin the rear tires. They don't have near as much grip through the center of the corner as the Super White Models do. So just a lot about patience and not overdriving the corner, because, I mean, if you overdrive the corner in the ARCA car, you could knock several tenths off of your lap, as were the Super White Model. I mean, it's only just a minor little scuff there. So, I mean, it's just so much about patience with the ARCA cars.
How did you get connected with Chad Bryant Racing?
It's going really good so far. I like Chad and I like the entire team. We've gotten along really well. Our progression to get to know each other went by really fast because, you know, we've been discussing just race strategies and how I need to really give them feedback and how they like to do things around the shop. So I've been talking to them a lot just to, you know, make the most of this opportunity and try to do everything I can to be successful this year. And I think our relationship's really good so far, and just hopefully it gets better and we can do a little bit better next race.
Now, with Chad Bryant being your kind of your driver's coach, how much of a learning curve has it helped you with?
It's been a little bit of a learning curve for sure. The entire scenery of ARCA in general is just a little bit more, you know, stylistic to NASCAR, whereas Super Late Models, it's just kind of a, I don't know how to exactly describe it, but ARCA is just a little bit more professional, I guess, than Super Late Models. So you got to take it a lot more seriously, present yourself better, and just, you know, have absolute concentration no matter what. And, you know, Chad Bryant is a really, really good driver coach. I mean, he's been around the sport for a while now. And he's very aggressive with the way he, you know, like, coaches me and stuff. But, I mean, that's how you have to win races. You have to be aggressive and you have to really take this very seriously. And that's what we're trying to do.
Now, let's talk about your crew chief, NASCAR champ crew chief Paul Andrews. How is that working with you and Paul Andrews working out together?
It's working really good so far. Paul is a really, really great guy. We share a lot in common, of course, the common sport of racing. But, you know, we both have one goal in mind, that's to win races. We were very happy with the fifth place finish this weekend, but we knew we could have done better. You know, we could have set up the car better. I could have done a lot of things better. And we've been talking a lot ever since even the race from now, just a couple of days later, we've been talking about what the things I could be doing better and I can study a little bit better next race and just approach the tracks differently, approach tire wear differently, just things like that. So he's helped me a ton since I ever even stepped foot in an ARCA car a couple of months ago. So our relationship is built ever since, you know, that point forward, and we've built a pretty good relationship since then.
What are some of your biggest challenges in the ARCA car?
I think you got to bring back that patience factor. I do have a good bit of patience, but it's not the patience that I'm used to having. You know, the patience I'm used to having is kind of just waiting out and seeing what plays out in like a late model race, for instance. You don't really have to worry about how the car handles as much in the race because there's really nothing you can do in the late models. Whereas in the ARCA car, you can adjust a lot of things in pit stops. You can adjust your line to help you a lot. So patience factor in the ARCA car is big just because, like I was saying earlier, I mean, if you miss your corner just by a couple feet, I mean, it could cost you a couple tenths on your lap time. So, I mean, you just got to hit dimes every single corner, every single lap, or else it'll cost you big.
I got one more question for you. What's your schedule look like? What are you going to race this year? What races?
So we're going to race 13 total ARCA races. We're racing all the short tracks, and then we're also going to race the two dirt tracks. And by the time the second Pocono race comes around, I'll be old enough to do that. So we're going to do that one. And in the super late model, we're going to do a lot of the big races. I think we're going to do the Derby again. We're going to do the Rattler 250 actually next weekend. We're going to do a lot of races in the North Carolina region. And then we're also going to go back in the late model stock car with Lee Pulliam, and we're going to do a couple big races with that. Like the, we're not going to be able to do Martinsville, but we're going to do three other big races with them too. So I'm looking forward to it. I got a really busy year this year, but I mean, I think I'm ready for it.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, Corey, you got Mark now. How you doing tonight?
How's it going, man? I'm doing pretty good.
Well, yeah, you should. You had a good run Saturday night. I think the three of us were kind of surprised at some of the drivers on Saturday night, and you were one of them, and it was a nice, pleasant surprise. You adapted pretty well.
Thanks. Yeah, we've been putting a lot of time and effort into just, you know, capitalizing on this opportunity, and coming home fifth was definitely not a bad finish for us by any means, but we definitely want to improve on it for the next one.
You understand that. During the race, you're always up there. You're always battling. You're always in the lead group. Was that a surprise at all for you to be able to do that and to be able to run up front as consistently as you did the whole race?
I think the biggest surprise of the weekend was probably as well as I qualified. I was aiming for somewhere in the top eight, and to qualify fourth was definitely good for me. There was a couple of people in the beginning of the race there that just dropped back because they had either mechanical issues or their car wasn't good enough to run up there. But, you know, our goal was to definitely win that race, and I knew I needed to keep track position as best I can because of how hard it was to pass that night. So, you know, I just pretty much if I fell back to a certain point, I needed to really drive hard to keep up with the, you know, top five, top six cars there. So it wasn't much of a surprise that we were going that good because I know that team over there has really, really good equipment and we're capable of winning every single race that we enter, you know. So it wasn't much of a surprise, but it was definitely pleasing to know that we can compete for wins week in and week out.
Well, that's a little bit of an ego boost for you, I'm sure, to be able to go into
definitely,
that situation.
Yeah.
and you know, knowing going into the future, the getting this first one under your belt is going to help. Now, with your truck and your ARCA runs, with the engine program with Poulton, is that going to be any help with either of your runnings? Help your, the ARCA running help your trucks and vice versa?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, any seat time, any track time I can get with anything really will help me in the long run. As long as I can get experience with any type of car, it'll help me every single race. I always learn something every single time I'm in the car. So as long as I can get seat time in something, it'll definitely help me for the next one.
Well, it's good to hear you're coming back to the Brody this year. We took notice of you last year. We took notice of you last night.
Today we're
going
to cover all the brand new entries
this weekend.
You're breaking up a little bit there. What was that?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just thanks a lot, Corey. Have a good season. We're going to see you at the racetrack in the future, and we hope to have you on a Monday night as a winner soon.
Okay, I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Mark. Hey, Corey, let's talk a little bit about your sponsors who got you to the racetrack.
Okay, well, we can start off with SRI Performance. They're a great partner of ours. This is the first race I've ever had them on our car, so. Thank you to SRI, Speedway Children's Charities of Atlanta, a nonprofit organization from Atlanta Motor Speedway, Chad Bryant Racing, and the Grind Boss Wipes that paid for our camera, in-car camera. And I think that's about it.
Well, Chad, Corey, we and Chad Bryant Racing, we appreciate you being part of the Rowdy Maglite Show. And, Corey, you was focused this weekend, dude. We talked about it, so feel pretty good for that track, pretty awesome, and looking for some great turnout in the future with the 13 races that you got in the ARCA Menard Series. Corey, tell them where they can keep up with you on social media.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All right, guys.
3, 2, 1. Start your engine.
I told you before the show was going to start that we're going to go in this round.
Monoxide
alarms are on sale. This battery-powered smoke and carbon monoxide
alarm
gives a voice alert to identify the hazard. $21.99 each. Improve your air quality with DuPont filters. These allergen air filters are electrostatically charged to trap dust, dirt, and more. Buy one at $6.98 and get a second one free. Now, during Menard's winter sale.
Save big money at
Menard's. I wanted him to tell where they could keep up with him. He got off for that, so... But anyway, Dave, go ahead.
We're going to get a hold of Corey Heim in the near future here, Rowdy, because he's going to be a name that you may remember.
Hey, he was focused, full action, all weekend.
You know, it's funny. We see these young men, these high school-age boys, driving these cars, and you know, you look how focused they are and how good they perform and this and that, and then you see them outside the car just being themselves. It just doesn't click. It's hard to put those two together. They're still just kids.
I think he's going to have a good season because he's looking at his past. He's got a lot of different tracks that he's raced at and won at. So I think him being in the ARCA car with a lot of these different tracks, I think he's going to adapt pretty well. I think he might see a win before the year is out.
I think there's a good possibility of that.
Yeah.
We got to see him race last year at the Derby. We saw a lot of different people race. I kind of remember seeing Corey. And things didn't click again until we saw him this past weekend, and I remembered. So he's a good little racer. I think we're going to see a lot from him and some of the other youngsters we saw running this past weekend. Ty Gibbs isn't even shaving yet. He is a baby-faced little guy, and he can sure handle a race car, though. The problem with us, Rowdy, is the drivers keep getting younger and we kept getting older.
Well, that's not a bad thing, I don't guess.
We're just 30 more years of experience, that's all.
That's exactly right. Well, guys, hey, we better get ready. We're going to put us on a slam dog dunk at Talladega, so better get ready. Start following my page and find out more about something coming up.
And remember, you got to scribe. Scribe to YouTube videos for Rowdy.
Yep. We got to get that count up. Hey, get over there and watch me get my hair cut like everybody else has.
I see you do too many other things. I don't need to see you do your hair cuts either, Rowdy.
Yeah, I think it's a lot more exciting things than that.
Well, our next race is Salem, race number 3. Another abrasive, fast half mile. Banked a little more than 5 flags, shaped a little differently than 5 flags. But the surfaces are very similar, wouldn't you say?
Hey, it's a great track.
I do, Mark. I think it's going to come down to tires again. Save their tires the best. Best strategy on tires.
I was absolutely amazed at how quickly that race went Saturday night. That was even quicker than we're normally used to, Rowdy.
Exactly, guys. I mean, even Michael Self's wife said, man, that was a fast race. I thought it was. It was fast. Hey, it was a good, clean race. I said it was going to be a good one, and it was.
It was just an absolutely great weekend, and we just enjoy being at Five Flags so much. It's just a nice facility. The Bryants are great hosts. Track Enterprises with Bob Sargent and Adam Mackey promote a great race. Check out some other. We've got a lot of Track Enterprises races to go this year. Check them out. There's some really good deals on seats with them.
Hey, and they're hands-on people also. You know, Bob Sargent running around the morning of the event making sure everything was right. And that's where you got to be. Tim everywhere.
Yep.
Tim was everywhere. Hey, and you know what happened? It was a great event, and it turned out success. A lot of people there. Hey, if it wasn't a full house, it's close. They got a lot to build off of.
I think for the first time event in 23 years, Rowdy, was a big success for them. And you're right. They have a nice foundation to build on and grow from. And I think it'll just be even a little better. And I think if you go to the race next year and you didn't attend this year, get there early, go Friday night, check out the monster, socialize with all the race fans. It was a good time.
I think next year is even going to be bigger and better. I got a feeling you'll even see more cars there with the success it was this year. And the crowd was
I think there's going to be more teams like the Connor or Kresik team who went out and purchased equipment from another team so they could go and race. And set up the usual, rent-a-ride or a one-off ride or this or that with a team. I think it's gotten to the point now where the used ARCA race car and motor are very affordable for racing purposes, affordable, I guess. Nothing in racing is cheap, but it's an attractive situation for the used race car. ARCA race car world right now, wouldn't you say?
I think so.
Oh, I agree,
absolutely.
Mark. And even we were talking to somebody who purchased some stuff from an unknown source that he's building more ARCA cars and make them more affordable for people to come into ARCA racing. So hopefully in the next year or so, we'll see even more cars. and the field's a little bit bigger.
Well, I have a feeling that some of the equipment from MDM is not with KBR, along with their crew chief, Rafael Lassard and Corsten Hosevar will be reckoned with this year on the ARCA circuit, guys. On the short track,
yes.
Watch out for it.
Yes, exactly.
They got good equipment. They got good people. They're expanding. This is a race team I think is going to be around a while. We're not going to be a 1 or 2 year deal. KBR is going to be there for the long run. So, looking forward to having their drivers on our show after winning.
And I think Connor Okasek is going to be around for a little while too. Like you said, he purchased at least one car, possibly two. I think he's going to do 5 races this year, and they're just going to keep on expanding each year. So I think he's going to be somebody to reckon with too in the series to come.
And then we have David Gilliland racing with the DGR with Crosley. Another team to be reckoned with. They, ran decent all night on Saturday night, too. So there's a lot of good, solid race teams, super speedway or short track, coming to ARCA. Are the fields the biggest in the world right now? No. But the more we season goes on, I think we're going to see those fields expand little by little. By the end of the year, we'll be really pleasantly surprised, I think, with what we see.
Well, we're seeing a few of those little small mom and pops, springing up. That's a good thing. We're
right.
Getting to see those coming up.
Well, even Brett Holmes, you got to give a shout out to Brett Holmes. He finished, fifth? He finished fifth,
yeah.
Sixth, single
sixth,
car team. Sixth he finished, yeah. With a new paint scheme. Look sharp.
I thought it did,
Brother's real optimistic. He's a former champion of Five Flags in the pro late model division, so he had reason to be optimistic. He had a good, solid run. He was up in the top 10 all night long. He kept his car clean, and he kept his nose clean, and he came away with a good finish. And that team needed a good finish, guys.
I don't even think it's just Pensacola. I think it's going to be aggressive all year long, Like I took, they took a little time off at the end of the year. They kind of regrouped. They came back this year. They ran great at Daytona, so they got caught up in something.
Yeah.
Another sixth place.
Oh, yeah, they ran really good at Daytona.
And then sixth place finish at Pensacola. So I think as time goes on, he'll be someone to be reckoned with too.
Yeah. And then there's a few of our ARCA veterans, like Travis Braden in his 10th place finish. Travis said they just missed it a little bit on the setup, but they were able to get it back to in order for him to finish 10th and a good point stay. So I think the fight team is going to be the one to look forward to in the rest of the season as they get their situation evolved. They're going to be really tough.
I think so, Mark. Hey, look, we got some great racing. Hey, number 3, Salem, Indiana. We got to get Richard on. Can't wait. Got to spend the night. Got to camp out one night.
Dinner bell.
Exactly.
That's what I think of when we go to Salem, Rowdy. We eat good when we go to Salem.
Well, we're going to show everybody the dinner bell because we're going to do a Facebook Live there.
Oh. Sounds good to me. I'm ready. I'm in.
Well, they're going to treat us like homeboys.
We're stars of them.
Yeah, and they, we get in there 2 times a year and they actually remember us. So that's saying something about our old mugs, wouldn't you?
Yep.
That could be good or could be bad too, Mark.
Well, as long as it isn't the authorities looking for us, it's good, Jeff.
You don't see yourself at the post office.
Yeah, I didn't see any pictures of any of us, and I happen to be in the post office today, guys. So, yeah, we all look clean.
Huh? Well, that's good.
Yes, sir.
Well, Jeff, you know, tell us how you're going to finish this weekend out and from Five Flags all the way back to work today.
Yeah, well, it was a long trip, short trip, normally go. But Pensacola was a good race. A lot of unexpected, a lot of, you know, it was a good race. I have to admit, you know, my expectations. I didn't think it was going to be as good as it was, but it was a good race. A lot of good quality cars, a lot of quality drivers. So, yeah, I was happy with the race, but we had to come back and go to work. So.
Yeah, unfortunately.
See you on Thursday night.
All right. Hey, it's Thursday night. Mark?
Robbie, is it time already?
And it's that. It's, you know, we got a 2-hour show. It's just as fast as a 1-hour. We're a little over an hour tonight, but I'm just trying to heal up from the weekend, man. My feet are still on fire. We kept them on fire. I put 4 miles in, guys.
I was thinking about this on the drive home Saturday night and Sunday morning. We spent a couple extra dollars and got the camper. We got Josie in the infield to save ourselves a little walking time. And for Jeff and I, it worked out probably pretty good. But darn it, Roddy, you were in the parking lot half the night before the race. You couldn't even get in the infield. You were running into so many people.
I know it. Just blessed to know so many people and be part of it.
Well, yeah. To be remembered, that's a great thing, Roddy. And that's one of the reasons we enjoy doing the show, because I don't know how many people I listen to you guys. We hear it at every race, so call us. You know, just don't listen. Give us a shout every once in a while, and we'll talk with you. We're nice guys. We're not a negative bone in our bodies when it comes to talking racing. So give us a shout. But Thursday night we'll be back. Our shorter version of our show, our ARCA recap. Thursday night show, and of course we talk about a few other things too. And until Thursday night, we'll see you, and let that light shine bright.
Man, oh man, did it shine down in Peterson garage.
Sale. All stock Kidde smoke.
carbon monoxide alarms are on sale. This battery-powered smoke and carbon monoxide alarm features a voice alert to identify the hazard. $21.99 each. Improve your air quality with DuPont filters. These allergen air filters are electrostatically charged to trap dust, dirt, and more. Buy one at $6.98 and get a second one free. Now, during Menards Winter Sale. Save